Hello and welcome back to another episode of Kenny the Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and in this episode, I will be focusing on the Western Conference side of the 2021 NBA playoffs. In my last episode, I already focused on the Eastern Conference and gave my take on who will make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. In addition, I will give my NBA Finals pick. Here we go.
Welcome to Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.
Like the Eastern Conference, I will go over all 8 teams currently in the playoffs in a traditional format. The teams that are currently 7 to 10 seeded are subjected to play in the NBA play-in tournament that is happening. The West is considered to be the strongest conference, and there are a lot of formidable teams, and it's possible that anyone can come out of the West. Without further ado, let's get started. The number one seed belongs to the Utah Jazz. The Jazz have the best overall record in the NBA, and clearly they are the one seed. Why are they so good? 24-year-old Donovan Mitchell, who embraced his new role in the system. After dominating the ball in previous seasons, Mitchell has transformed himself to be an off-ball threat. With Mike Conley back to his all-star self, Mitchell has taken a step back in controlling the game. Also, the Jazz have an array of sharpshooters, leading the NBA in most 3 points made. Clearly, the Jazz have the best team record-wise, but can they finally get the job done and reach the NBA Finals? Only time will tell. The second seed in the West belongs to the Phoenix Suns. Like the Knicks, the Suns shocked the NBA world by finishing second in the West. Not much people expected them to do well. With a top 10 offense and defense, the Suns demand your attention. In perhaps the best trade of the NBA offseason, the Suns acquired Chris Paul from the Thunder, and he has changed the landscape for this franchise. However, there is one fatal flaw. Most of the team's roster has not been in the postseason. Paul has been, and will no doubt lead them back to the promised land. The number 3 seed belongs to the Los Angeles Clippers. After choking away a 3-1 series lead against the Nuggets last season, will the Clippers redeem themselves from that embarrassment? Doc Rivers is out, and in comes Tyronn Lue, who has done a great job in creating the offense and the defense. However, will the choke happen? The Clippers are going to be the most interesting team in the playoffs for all the wrong reasons. The 4th seed belongs to the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are my favorites to come out of the West. The main reason why they are so good? MVP Nikola Jokic. The fat Serbian man is the frontrunner for the MVP award and has the clutch gene. The Nuggets also have the deepest team in the NBA. Players like Michael Porter Jr., Jermaine Grant, and others has contributed to the Nuggets' success. The Nuggets will make a lot of noise this postseason, and watch out for them. The 5th seed belongs to the Portland Trailblazers. 2 things define the Trailblazers this season. Terrible defense and injuries. Players like Zach Collins, Jusuf Nurk, CJ McCollum, Rodney Hood, and Derrick Jones Jr. was injured at some point this season. Poor Damian Lillard has to carry a poor roster. The Trailblazers this season is playing like an underpowered Brooklyn Nets team. They allow 62 points to Warriors guard Steph Curry this season. With a defense pathetic as this one, I don't think they'll make it past the first round of the postseason. The 6th seed belongs to the Dallas Mavericks. After stumbling out of the gates, the Mavericks righted their ship. After the COVID outbreak, they saved their season. The duo of Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis have been playing well. The problem? This team is inconsistent. Why are they so good against teams like the Lakers and the Bucks, but they are so bad against the Bulls or Hawks? The Mavericks needed to turn around come playoff time. The 7th seed belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers. Where to begin with this team? First, injuries. LeBron James has been out for a substantial amount of time, and it affected the team tremendously. Even Anthony Davis was out for a substantial amount of time. LeBron James complaining about the play-in tournament and actually being part of the tournament is karma. I just don't see the depth of this team. They don't have the same swag as they did last year. The Lakers did benefit from the unexpected COVID break, and now they are paying the bill after winning the title. It doesn't look good, but hey, at least we're going to have a Warriors-Lakers play-in game, right? The 8th seed belongs to the Golden State Warriors, the Dark Horse. Stephen Curry is on a mission and will not stop until he accomplishes his mission. The Warriors might be the most dangerous team in the postseason if they don't get lazy. The 9th seed belongs to the Memphis Grizzlies. Somehow, they were in the playoff discussion all year and made it to the play-in game. It's too bad that's where their road ends. The 10th seed is the San Antonio Spurs, the only team in the West below 500. I don't expect much. So, for me in the Western Conference Finals, it will be the Nuggets and the Warriors, with the Warriors winning in 6. It will be the Nets and the Warriors in the Finals. I think it will be a classic series and both teams will give it their all, but the Nets will win the NBA Finals. Well, that is the end of my episode. Do you agree with my picks? Let me know on my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. My website is www.kennethesportsguy.com. Ken the Sports Guy. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.
Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.